Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beit. Mi sheyardu alav gishamim, afilu av hatumah, einan b'chiyutan. So, what is this referring to? Well, the truth is that some of the opening issues that we spoke about in the first Perek are actually, at least, going to get a little bit of attention so that we can understand exactly what was meant. Remember that back in the first parak, there were two issues that were introduced. One of those issues had to do with what about if the mayim is tame? Is mayim tame going to be machshir? Yes, mayim tame will be machshir and be metameit when it's possible, assuming the level of the tumah. And not only that, but mayim tameh no longer needs to be justified with kiyutan similar to kiyitain. That all was discussed in the first parak. Then there was another issue in the first parak, a fascinating issue. There was water in a tree. You were shaking the tree. You're trying to get the water out of the tree. And that doesn't mean that you want that water to be machshir anything. But the Mishnah said over there, the moment that you are the one who takes that water and puts it into a different location, even if it doesn't mean you want that water for purposes of anything that has to do with hechshir, you're just trying to get it out of the tree. If tchilasa is l'ratza, meaning, if the taking the water out of its previous circumstance of not being water that is miyuchad in any way, and now you're the one, such as the mission we had yesterday, you're the one who wanted that water to remain in the wagon wheel so that the wood would actually expand and would fix the wagon wheel that had split, or the boat that was allowing the dry wood, was allowing water in. So you wanted it to seal up by swelling the wood. That is considered to be kiyutan, because you're the one who wants that water to be where it is now. So then if you took that water out of the tree, that was the case that we had right at the opening of the first Mishnah, you shook the tree, so then that water is tchilasa l'ratza, because you now took it away from where it was. Like in yesterday's Mishnah, you took it out of the river where it was. So therefore, let's take a look at the case over here. A guy is tummy. He's very tummy. He touched a mace. He's an avatuma. And it's raining on him. It doesn't matter. This water, just because it touched the tummy mace, is not going to become tummy at all. And therefore, its status vis-a-vis heksher is not going to be affected by the fact that the person is tummy, because he doesn't want to get wet. It's raining on him. Why would he want to get wet? If he doesn't want to get wet, then that means that this water is simply not considered to be mashkin. I don't care about whether it's not mashkin vis-a-vis heksher or it's not mashkin vis-a-vis its own Kabbalah's tuma. It's not water. That's the point. It only becomes water when it's kiyutan. So that's the same idea of an oichlin. An oichlin doesn't become oichlin until it's sukhshar. That's true about mashkin. So forget it. It's exactly the same as if he wasn't tummy. First clarification. Second clarification. Now, he doesn't like the fact that he's soaking wet. So what does he do? He shakes himself off. Oh, now he's got trouble. Because since he is the one who detaches this water from its initial state, that makes it moksha l'kapal tuma, you see? So if he was mena'er the water at that moment, it is nogea ki yutan dumya dechi yitain. And therefore, he was the one, this is the equivalent of the case in the first parak in which he shook the tree to get the water out of the tree. It's exactly the same as shaking off your raincoat. What's the difference? That is actually going to cause heksher. Now, in the event that the person wanted to get wet, so now he's standing under a drain pipe and water is pouring off of the roof. It's a hot day and he's very happy, lahaker, or he's filthy and he's very happy, lidoach. He wants this water. and he is tamei, then that water also becomes tamei. Forget about it. Just being able to be makshir, it instantly becomes tamei because he is tamei. In the case where he's tar, it certainly is roi to be makshir lekabel tuma at the very least, because it is kiyutan tumya techiyitain. So now we've got our concepts clear up front. Now let's take a look at the application of what is considered to be l'rotzayin. Moving on to the famous case, this is the case that the Gemara brings in Chulin, and that is Machshirin Dalet Halach Mishnah Gimel Hakofe Ki Ara Al Hakotel. Now, if you put a bowl that can collect water, and you put it facing up, and the water is going to fill the bowl, then that water was actually taken away from its original status as rainwater by you, by the very virtue of the fact that you're collecting it in a bowl. I'm not even going to discuss that case, because if all you claim, I mean, you can claim all you want. No, I didn't really want the water. I was just putting the bowl there in order to prevent the water from damaging my iPad that was under. Oh, come off it, man. If you wanted to make sure it wouldn't damage your iPad, why'd you put the bowl facing up so that it gets full of water? Now the water's going to run down off the bowl onto your iPad. You would have taken the bowl. You would have put it upside down over your iPad. So obviously, don't give me this stuff. You clearly set things up in such a way that the Gishamim is now going to be collected, and that itself is Kiyutan Dumya Dechiyitain. Okay, so let's talk about not putting it right side up. You did put it facing downwards, and you put it on your iPad, and the reason you put it that way was Hakofeki Ara Al Hakotel Bishvil Shetidoach. So you want this bowl to get clean. So, okay, it had a dirty back, so you put it upside down, and now the water is going to run down it, and it's going to rinse it. Well, if you want it to be rinsed, even though it's upside down and you didn't want to gather the water, it doesn't matter. Because it's not that you need to do the gathering of the, that was one way in which it was tefila l'rotzayin, in which you actually did the detachment. That's not what you're doing here. But there's still the other halacha of your showing that you like this water, you want this water, and therefore, in that case, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and you already have water that is now l'rotzayin. And therefore, even though it's not taken away from its place in any way, that's enough to make it kiyutan dumya dechiyitain. That's enough. But suppose you put it upside down, not because the bowl was dirty and you want the water on the bowl. You put it upside down because you want to use the bowl to protect your iPad and make sure that it doesn't get wet. So you actually take this big bowl. These were the early iPads. They were sort of smaller, like the one Naftali got me, you know, which we thought was the height of technology once upon a time. That nice, big, thick iPad with the low resolution. So you could put that under a bowl, and therefore, it's not going to be b'chiyutan, it's b'shvil shelo yilakeh hakotel, then it's a non-b'chiyutan, because neither did you gather it up, nor did you actually want it to get onto anything. You wanted it not to get onto something. And not to get onto something is never going to be kiyutan tumila kiyitain. So we've learned over here some very important halachas, reminding ourselves of the difference between mayim that are tmeim and mayim that are just makshirin, and about the difference between doing the detachment, which is considered to be l'ratzon b'tchila, like it was in the first parak, wanting the water to be where it is, even if you're not doing any kind of detachment, which is another way to have ki'itan, yutan dumya l'ki'itain, and actually wanting to keep the water away from something which is not considered to be either of the above, and therefore it's not going to be mayim, that is makshir. Okay, what an exciting day. I'll try repeating that. What an exciting day. Okay, very good, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye, Ori. At least somebody cares. Take care.
Rebbe.
Yes.
When he was the guy trying to get off the water from his coat, what did he say that? What was then? Then he will be. The water will be.
Yes, will be. Because he is creating that water to be minutak from its original state. He's giving it now a new state. When you do that, that's the equivalent of Larotza. Because you were the one that actually made that new situation for that water. Okay, everyone. So we'll try again to get some reactions tomorrow. Go to...